You could say that your depression leaves you exhausted and unable to cope because your emotions are all over the place, flaring up, often for no apparent good reason, with fears, worries and shame and so on at high levels for far too much of the time. And when you are recovered, it will not be that feelings of fear, worry and shame will never arise, but that these feelings will not overwhelm you. You will be able to hear them and do something about them, if that is needed. The sea will be much quieter, and so you will be able to sail upon it and go where you need to go. Now, part of your recovery from depression is to practice being more relaxed and to have experiences of being relaxed. For when all emotions subside to a degree and you are able to use your emotions in the service of a life that works, rather than your emotions being so strong that they are a barrier to getting your life working better, why then you will be freeing yourself from depression. I'm Andrew Richardson, and this is the introduction to my Relax audios. I've put together a suite of 7 Relax audios for you, and you will find the ones amongst this collection that will be particularly helpful for you. So try them out, but do give each of them a good outing, as each takes the question how to relax well in a slightly different manner. The first teaches 3 excellent relaxation techniques that you can practice. Another primes your imagination to be comfortable with relaxation. The next anchors feelings of relaxation to a body sensation. There is also an extended body relaxation around muscle relaxation. And then another relaxation based on your breathing, and linking this to being calmer in everyday situations. And finally, a trance session to guide you to deal with anxieties. But let me now say a little bit about what all of this is about. First, you should understand that there is not everything that you will need in this suite of audios to be calmer and more resilient and to free yourself from depression. But for many of you, it will be a big help, and more so as your recovery proceeds, as hope and understanding begin to return and some of the emotional patterning is cleared. You will find that as recovery comes, you will be more relaxed more of the time, and this suite of Relax audios will be playing an increasingly important part in that process. Relaxation is a skill you can practice. Just as an athlete will practice hard to run faster, or a dancer will practice regularly to become a better dancer, so it is true of relaxation. The more you practice, the better you will get. And if you then find ways of practicing and being more relaxed and becoming comfortable with relaxing feelings and calming feelings, then the benefits to you will be enormous. You will be making more sense of the world and be making better decisions. You will be more comfortable with yourself and easier in company. Your body will be more peaceful and healthier. And you will be sleeping better. This is how one of my clients explained it. With greater calmness comes a wider perspective, and with that more determination, or perhaps you might say good action. Another one of my clients spoke of being able to do less and indeed to spend time doing nothing, which led him quite naturally into greater awareness and curiosity about himself. Yes, of course, there will be life circumstances, certain situations and patterns that mean you are more stressed and more aroused than is good for you. And relaxation practice and the acquisition of relaxation techniques alone may not be enough. But such practice will always take you somewhere along that road to peace, calm acceptance and action, that gets a life that works well. And if there is persistent high arousal, then you will have isolated it and can deal with it. You will no longer be afraid to listen to it. Awareness and curiosity of your emotions will replace rejection and avoidance. So I do want you to practice. I want you to listen to this audio and the others in my suite of Relax audios to find those that are particularly useful for you. And then listen until at least some become second nature. It is partly about tools and it is partly about acquiring a taste for it. And you can begin to use them in your day-to-day life. Note that then they are more effective if they are used early, for example, before the arousal level gets too high. High arousal requires more effort to achieve a result. The secret is to practice these techniques when you are not feeling stressed or out of control. So recognize a feeling when the resulting thought's action may not be helpful, if allowed to develop. Then say freeze to yourself. Then choose the calming technique you have learnt that seems the most suitable. Finally, you can think about it in this way. We all understand that there is a spectrum of stress, from zero, which is calmness, all the way to 10, which is extreme arousal. Now, if we spend our lives up towards the 10 mark, then any shock or change of circumstances will literally push us over the edge. But if we spend much of our time at low numbers, then the same shock will be manageable. Maybe for you, it will be as simple as that.